It's time for Celebrating Life's Journey with Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center in Windham, Jackson, and Lakefield. Each week, we'll talk with Joel Lacan and his staff about services they offer, memorials, and planning tools available to honor your loved ones.
Last week, we had the opportunity to talk with Diana about the new website and how it will help with pre-planning. This week, we'll spend more time on pre-planning and what it actually means.
When you're planning in advance, there's really a lot of benefits to doing that, which is why we've got these features to direct you to start doing that on our website. And, you know, that's just the beginning point, because you can fill out a form, but ultimately we'd like to sit down and talk to you. We'd like to be able to file that information on site so that at someone's passing, we don't have to hunt and wonder where that document is at. We keep files on those who have pre-planned, and we're able to access those upon someone's passing. But some of the benefits of that process is that it really eases the burden when families are grieving, not to have to make decisions. We've found that when people come in to make arrangements after someone has passed, they're really almost in a state of shock. And so we can sit down and meet with them and go over all the details of what they're after, but it is really surprising how many people come back to us and don't recall a lot of what was discussed in that meeting. And so by planning in advance, we're able to eliminate some of that confusion, because the decisions are made in advance, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for families to sort of relieve the stress of that grieving time. It can also eliminate confusion over what someone's wishes were. And so having that documentation helps us to be able to say, well, this is what mom or dad wanted. And it can eliminate arguments and confusion over what families may think is best. There's also funding concerns, obviously, when people come in and plan. If that's done in advance, those funding concerns can be eliminated or reduced, because oftentimes people are putting aside money to cover the costs of what their wishes are. And so if that piece is taken care of in advance, again, it's just such a relief to families that insurance can be accessed with through the Celebration of Life Center, and families don't really have to do anything. If there's excess funds, it's refunded to the family. If there's a shortage, then they know where they're at and where they stand with things. And it's also, advanced planning is also an essential tool for those who are in long-term care and may have their assets depleted and are thinking about medical assistance. And so being able to put money aside while there's still money available so that those funeral care costs are covered is an essential piece in those who are accessing long-term care as well.
So when is the perfect time to start pre-planning?
I think right now, because everyone feels like either they're not old enough, it's not their time, or they just don't want to address it. And so I think if you can plan ahead and get that off of your plate, no matter what age, your ideas and thoughts may change. Maybe if you do it at a younger age, and as you get older, your thoughts may change, and that can be modified. It's not anything that's set in stone, but it's a plan to work with. And so if we can start it as soon as possible, no matter your age, there's always that benefit, because honestly, we clearly can't predict how long it will be till we need that plan.
Is that a question that a child should ask their parents at some point? Kind of talk about how to approach that.
We always suggest that if people are planning in advance, that any documentation that's made is shared with the Celebration of Life Center, but also that a copy is kept at home, and that actually there's a time to sit down and meet with your family and express to them that you've done some planning and that your wishes have been laid out. Perhaps you create a box that has a beautiful photograph of yourself so that they don't have to try to dig up at the last second a photograph that will be complimentary to you to use in the stationery products and on the memorial folders. And so putting some of that information together, a photograph, the planning that you've done, any important information like passwords and where keys are located for safe deposit box and different things like that are really helpful to compile in one area and let your family know where that is, so that at the time of need, when life seems a little chaotic and hectic, that hopefully families will remember where to go to access that information. And then as a backup, we always have the documentation at the Celebration of Life Center.
Is there a book or anything that is official, or if somebody wrote something down in a notebook, would that be official enough?
Yeah, it's, you know, we've created a forum to help people think about things, but a lot of times we find some of the older generation just documents things in a notebook. And so we get handwritten pages of their life history. We get handwritten pages of what their wishes and desires are for their final disposition when they've passed away. And so there is no formality to it. The only formal piece would be if you put funding aside, that has to be done in the appropriate way. Otherwise, the other documentation can be done in any format that feels appropriate to the person. And hopefully our tools will help.
To learn more about today's topic, reach out to Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center at 507-831-1526, online at lacanfuneralhome.com, and on Facebook. Join us next week for Celebrating Life's Journey with the Lacan Family Celebration of Life Center.